Good morning and welcome to the Angels Podcast. Well, it's another Tuesday morning and Blizzard is doing their maintenance, and we like to put out a little podcast about the guild. And I guess we'll start with some guild news this morning. The guild continues to grow exponentially. Last week we reported we had a little over 200 members, and this week we're well over 300. And we're real happy about the guild's growth. We understand as time goes on we'll probably trim down a little bit, but hopefully with this kind of a number, by the time we get to the end game, we will be able to mount raids on a consistent basis into some of the larger instances. We want to look at, first of all, some news this morning, and then we'll talk about some practical things. I want to look at a bunch of news on the WoW site this week that I think is interesting. And then kind of as our feature this week, I want to talk to you a little bit about macroing. And so let me begin with talking about some of the news on the WoW site. First of all, you know, each week they put out a little summary of the things that they're doing, and they're talking a lot about how they are reconstituting their servers and dispensing the population around. I think they've said since January they've opened 22 new realms in the North American region, and they have found some new equipment that is able to host a little bit bigger realms, and they are slowly migrating the older realms to this new equipment and trying to dispense the population a little bit to work with performance. They admit on the website they're not happy with the performance of a lot of the realms, and so you know, there are population problems and performance problems that they're trying to deal with. So they talk about that on this site. There's also a lot of talk about the upcoming character transfer services. There's a lot of rumors going around about this. I think, first of all, don't begin to think that you can create a player on a non-PvP realm and then when he gets to 60 transfer him to a PvP. I think they pretty much have ruled that kind of a thing out. Any realm transfers that take place, first of all, will be between like servers. Second of all, when these character transfers are available, I believe, at least from what I'm reading on the website, that not every realm will be open for transfers. If they have realms that are too populated, they will not allow them. They still haven't talked about what it's going to cost to transfer. I'm a long-time EQ player, used to be, and I know on EQ, well, I can't remember the exact price, but it was a pretty hefty sum, $30, $40, $50 to transfer a character and all of their stuff over to another realm and that sort of thing. So it probably will involve some expense. There will be limitations, and they still have not put a date on when all of this is going to be available. Again, they talk about the realm performance. Let's see, they say they have 156 realms now in North America, and let me read to you what they say. Quote, "We're definitely not happy with the performance that some of these realms have experienced," end quote. Now, I don't know, my own personal experience is that our realm you know, does fairly well. I know that you know, every once in a while there's a queue before we sign in and things like that, but my understanding at this point is that it's not really our realm that causes these sign-in problems. It's not the population on our realm. I created a new account the other day, and it placed me in the random placing in our realm. So that tells me that our server is not overpopulated. The reason you go into a queue has more to do with their sign-in services. And they're having a lot of trouble with their sign-in services and the authentication services. And they talk about that on the website and the fact that they are working on that to try and solve that particular problem. So I guess to sum up the basic news, they are working on these performance issues. They're working on getting Burning Crusade out, and of course the 1.1 upgrade that's coming along. Let me talk for a minute about patch 1.1. They are talking about they're going to do a review of both the mobs and shaman classes, or mage and shaman classes, for you people from the north. the next high level dungeon, let's see, it's spelled NAXSRAMAS, and I'm going to pronounce that next Ramus. I don't know what the proper pronunciation is, but anyway, the new high level dungeon is going to be coming out. New tier 3 armor sets, and you can go to the site and preview those. They're also going to give out some upgraded player versus player armor sets. The rumor I've heard is that on these PvP sets, instead of it being that you get a piece as you level up, and then you level up in the honor system a little bit more and you get the second piece and so forth and so on, that they're just going to create kind of complete armor sets at the different levels. And that's the rumor that I'm hearing about it. They're adding to the Argent Dawn reputation reward system in this next patch. They're going to add some legendary caster items and things of that nature, and they are going to provide key rings, and these key rings will allow you to save some slots in your bags where you won't have to have, you know, four or five different keys. And of course, once we get up to 60 and start going into the instances, we'll need some keys and things of that nature, and the little key ring will help with that. They're also adding a bunch of new flight paths. They're going to put one in Ratchet. They're going to put one in Marshall's Refuge in Ungoro. And I've heard a lot of people clap about that one. And they're going to add a flight path between Morgan's Vigil and Lakeshire, and several other places. There's about 10 or 12 of them here. And so there's going to be some new flight paths in the 1.11. They say that they're also going to take care of a problem that's a little bit annoying. You know, when you get cut off and you try and sign back in, and it tells you, you know, there's already a character with that name on the server, and you have to wait a little while or try it two or three times before you get in. They say that after this 1.11 patch, you are going to be able to log in quicker after a disconnect. I'll believe it when I see it, but that's what they say. They say that it will be possible to log back in immediately instead of receiving the message, a character with that name already exists. Now, the reason I'm a little skeptical about that, again, you know, I remember back when I was playing EQ that they promised to do that a lot of times, and I don't think they ever succeeded in doing that. So, you know, I believe it when I see it. Also, this last week on the 19th, test realm went live, and so if you want to test out some of those 1.11 changes, you can hop on the test realm and try that out a little bit and look at that. And it's real easy to do that. You kind of create a, you can go to the public test realm page and create a system to do that, and you can either transfer one of your characters over, or they will give you a pre-made level 60 character on that site to run through that test route. So that's available if you want to go to the WOW site and find that test realm that is available. Also, let me talk about this with the there's a post on the WoW forums in the mage section on the specific upgrades to the mages, and they talk about how they're changing some of the spells and things like that. So I think all you mages, if you haven't visited the mage section lately, they posted this week a list of all of those changes. They updated that list that they posted originally back in on the 8th. They updated that this week with a little more current information. Let's see, what else do I have here? Let me shuffle through my stuff here real quickly. They opened two new realms this week, Altar of Storms, a player versus player realm, and Alderman, a player versus environment realm. Of course, none of us are interested in that. We're happy where we're at, right? They also announced during the during E3 last week that they're going to have jewel crafting in the Burning Crusade update. And I haven't heard a lot about that yet, about what all the details of that will be, but that will be real nice. I think that's always been a part of these games, the jewel crafting, and it would be nice to be able to do that in WoW. So that's real important. Well, let me turn our attention before I talk about kind of our feature for today for the guild. I want to talk about macroing. Before I talk about that, I want to talk about something that was really impressed upon me this week. I'm sure it's not news to anybody else, but, you know, I'm relatively new to the game. I just came over from EQ. I'm just, you know, into my second week in the game here. But one of the things I really discovered this week is the impact of intelligence on training. I was training my rogue on lockpicking, and I ran across a little piece that said, excuse me, to raise your intellect for the training. And so I actually took some pieces and intellect pieces and put them on my rogue took an intellect scroll and used it just to see how much of a difference it would make. And it really makes a difference. If you're training something that's green, okay, you know, when you're training something that's green, you know, sometimes it takes four or five or even more hits before it'll train. And you really need to train up a few points. I really urge you, throw on the extra intellect gill, because I was really shocked the difference that it made. I was running around lockpicking these green chests, and, you know, it wouldn't hit every time. It's getting a little frustrating. But when I put on this intellect gear, I mean, boom, 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 boom. Every even at the green section, it was training. And so, you know, maybe it's a good idea to keep, or at least I'm going to do it, to keep a set, even if you're not a caster, you know, keep a set of intellectual gear for the purpose of training. And I'm sure that this will work in training your skills and other skills as well. I've just used it primarily with training my lockpicking skill as a rogue, but, you know, I'm sure it will help in training your weapon skills and training your crafting skills and things of that nature. If you're having a little trouble getting it to train up, just pile on the intellect gear and do your thing, and I promise you it will go a little bit faster. Well, I want to talk to you about macros. You know, macros are kind of intimidating. When I started playing EQ, I was a little intimidated by them, and but then when you learn how to play them, learn how to write them, boy, do they really help. And so I just want to give you kind of macro 101 here. I don't know, maybe it'll bore some of you, but I want to talk to you a little bit about macro 101 here, and what it's all about, and give you a couple of references and that you can go to and look at on this subject. First of all, what is a macro? Well, a macro is a way to take a group of commands and put them together where you can just hit one key and it will do that whole group of commands. And they're very simple to write. If you type /macro, or you press the little computer icon and choose macro there, it's real simple to write the macros. You're limited to 255 characters, but you can write some powerful macros in 255 characters. Some of the macros I use, for example, on my priest, I use macros where I can maintain a target, a lock on a target, and yet cast a heal on myself. So in other words, I don't have to go through the process of targeting myself, then healing myself, and then retargeting my target. I've created a macro where all I got to do is press the key, and boom, it automatically heals me, and it keeps me on the same target. And that's real, real useful to me to cut down on the number of keystrokes. Another real, real important macro, and everybody ought to have one of these, is the assist macro. You know, I know that there is an assist key, but it's just so much simpler if every time you enter a group, you open up your macro page and you type, you already have your macro typed in, but you type in the name of your tank, and then boom, you hit that key. You know, the number one basic rule of all MMOs is, generally speaking, everyone should be on the same target. When everyone is on the same target in a group, the mobs go down faster individually, the monsters do, and the mobs as a whole go down faster. And I realize there are exceptions to that rule, but that is the general rule. And the best way to do that is to use an assist key. When everybody's on the same mob, it's very easy to sheep. It's very easy to maintain a sap and things of that nature. And instead of sitting there and hitting your tab key and trying to figure out which mob your tank is on, if you write one of these little assist macros, it's really great. You press a key and boom, automatically it targets whoever your tank is targeted on, and that's the person you should be hitting at any given time. And that's one of the better macros, the assist macro, and there's just so many other ways to use the macros. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. One of the best resources for macros on the web is the WoW Wiki. Has a nice little section on macros. And I want to run through some of them that they have here. First, I've already kind of mentioned this, but they show you how to write a macro where you can cast any spell or use any item. And I think that's important, or use any item without losing your target. And so, say for example, one of the things I do as a rogue, sometimes, I'll stun my target and then I want to put a bandage on me. Well, before a macro, you'd have to stun your target, you click your bandage or hit the bandage number and then click yourself or whatever. But now I have a macro written and where that boom, I hit that key, automatically it bandages me and I don't lose my target. I still got my target up. And that is a great little macro. So it is possible to write that kind of macro. It's not very hard to do at all. For example, on casting a spell, it's /script, cast spell by name, and then in parentheses, the spell name with the rank. It's really that simple. And again, go to WoW Week if you want to see the specific macro. You can write macros to cast buffs for clerics, for example, or priests. You know that your fortification spell you know, if you try and cast high-level fortification spell on a lower-level character, it doesn't work. Well, you can write a macro that, and you hit that macro, and it will automatically determine your target's level and cast the appropriate fortify spell. And that's a great little macro that that you can write. You can also write spells based on a target's class that will cast buffs and things of that depending on their class as to what class needs. And you know, this is good for like the Blessing of Wisdom and things like that. You can determine whether it's a rogue or a warrior and then cast the appropriate spell on them, and that's good for those who have those spells. You can let's see, you can, another thing that a lot of people do, it gets a little annoying sometimes, but you can write a little macro to announce to your target or to the group as a whole that you're healing. So in other words, all you have to do is target and hit the key. It will cast the heal spell, and then either in the party pane or you can send a private tell to the person, it will say like healing target so-and-so. And it'll say the target's name, and so that's a neat little macro, and that you can use. You can also write a macro that if you have two or three buffs, you can write a macro that will cast all three buffs at one time on a person, just one right after another, so that you don't have to go through each one. You can write a macro to use an item in any slot in your bag. And so, you know, with the going back to the idea of the bandages, you know, you put your bandages in a certain slot, and you can write a macro that says, you know, use container item so-and-so at certain location, and it'll use that item. And that's a quick way to bandage yourself, and it's a real nice little time saver. Let's see, you can also write macros that reference a specific action bar key number. Okay, so for example, you know, your basic bar there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 0, you know, so forth and so on, there, you can write a macro, and instead of saying, you know, cast, heal, rank, whatever, you can write a macro that says, you know, cast whatever you cast when you press that key, or do whatever you do when you press that key. And that is real, real handy. And it's an they use action ID numbers to do that. You can also control your interface. This is an interesting thing to do. I personally haven't done it, but you can control your interface with these. You can even do things like you can write a macro so that, you know, if you encounter a large group, you can change your video settings just by pressing that macro key. You can change your video settings to make your machine run faster. And so, you know, let's say that you run in and there's a big slugfest going on at Terran Mill, which I'm told happens a lot on player versus player servers. And you know, you got 40, 50, 60 people there, and your frame rate slows down. Boom, you hit that macro key instead of having to go through the process of, you know, going to your video cage and resetting all of those individually. You press that macro key, and boom, it sets it to where you want it. And that's a very, very handy little thing you know, will keep your machine running at the best speed and everything. You can even write a macro that will automatically switch you between full screen mode and windowed mode. you know, instead of having to go through the process of doing that. And so, you know, if you want to use another program in Windows and keep while running, you know, you could just boom, hit your macro key and automatically you go to Windows mode and you can do whatever you need to do. I mean, there's just a ton of things that you can do with these macros, and they're not really that hard to write. Now, they can get you know, a little annoying sometimes. You know, you make a little mistake here or there and you can't figure it out, but they are really great to write. And on the WildWiki site, they have example macros. They have specific macros for each class. So take, for example, your hunter. You can write a macro, a kind of an opening move macro, that, you know, you press it and it'll automatically shoot your target and send your pet to that target at the same time. So instead of having to do two clicks there and two control things there, you know, you just write a macro to do that. That's one of the things they have for hunters. They also have for hunters an auto feed macro, which is real useful. You don't have to open your bag every time or something like that to feed your pet. I urge you to start using these macros. The macros really will make you a more efficient player, and I want to urge you to visit the WildWiki site. And on the WildWiki site, on their macro page, they also have a reference to a real great macro guide that's on gamehelper.com that just takes you through the fundamentals of it. If you've never written a macro before, it'll take you through the fundamentals of it and help you to understand, like, how to reference something in a specific bag slot, or how to reference or use something you're wearing. You know, you can write macros that use something in your equipment window. So if you have a trinket or you have a piece of equipment that has a function, you can write a macro to address that function if you need to. And you know, you would of course only need to do that if you were doing two or three functions at a time and that was one of them. But anyway, macros are great time saver, keystroke savers, and want to urge you to visit that and do that. Well, in closing, visit our website. We added a page with some pictures this week, and we've only had three, counting me, three of us put our pictures up there. We got a picture of Sweet and a picture of me, and Targaross has put a picture up there, but we'd like to see some of you. We are putting real-life pictures up there so we can see, get a little idea of each other, and so you can send that. There's a link on the website to where you can send that to the webmaster, and we'll add that to the site. Again, some other features. We have a news and notes section, though we haven't used it a lot, but it's up there, and as time goes by and we begin scheduling raids and stuff, that will become important. We have links to Curse and Alakazam's Ventrilo for our voice communication software. And oh, that's something I need to mention, that last night we had to put a password on Vent because we've had a little malicious Vent attack take place, and so we've put a password on our Vent, and you can talk to one of the guildmasters about that. And there's a place there to donate to support the Vent server and things of that nature. So be sure to visit the website at wildangels.org and send us a picture. And if you want to write something for the website, you know, you have a short story, you have some hints or something like that. And of course, we also have a link there to the forum, and there's some good hints on the forum. If you haven't visited the forum yet, we're not using the forum a lot so far, but if you look at the forum, there's some good hints on Angels forums in the temp tip hint section. I noticed this morning as I read it, there's a tailoring guide there, there's an enchanting guide, two of them there, there's an alchemy guide, there's some suggested add-ons there, there's just all kinds of good stuff on the little tip section of the forum, and so visit the forum. Well, 30 minutes is enough. I hope you enjoy Patch Day or Maintenance Day, and we'll see you online. This is your webmaster, Jack, or Quinzit, if you will, in the game, signing off until next week.